these subtle forms were recognized even back then. Okay, now if you'll move to the next slide, slide 6, you'll see a video, and it's called Microaggressions in Everyday Life, and it's by Daryl Sue, one of the leading researchers in this area, one of the leading researchers on microaggressions and the impact of microaggressions in various areas, whether it's our personal lives or the work life, our psychological well-being. So what I want to do is give a few minutes for you to look at this video, watch it. It's about 6 minutes long, and I want to provide adequate time for it, and I don't want to play it on my end and then have it interfere with you as you try to play it and actually watch it as well. So I'm just going to have about 6 minutes of silence, and then we will resume the talk. Okay, so let's go ahead and return back to the presentation. You can pause it if you're not yet done with the video. But that was Daryl Tsu talking about microaggressions in everyday life, what microaggressions are, and some pretty classic examples of common microaggressions that can occur. If you'll go to the next slide, slide 7, here are a couple of his books that he mentioned in a video that I would highly recommend reading. I've read both of these, and they're both excellent based on research that he's done, but that others have done as well. So the first book is Microaggressions in Everyday Life, Race, Gender, and Sexual Orientation. And the other book is Microaggressions and Marginality, Manifestation, Dynamics, and Impact. Something to keep in mind is that microaggressions can be of many different forms and can target people of many different groups. So I think in this presentation, I tend to focus a whole lot on racial microaggressions, and that's the phenomenon that's been studied most extensively. But know that there can be microaggressions based on disability and sexual orientation, gender identity, and a lot of other aspects of a person's identity. So even though as I'm talking about microaggressions, a lot of times I'm referring to racial microaggressions, just know that that's by no means the only type of microaggressions that exist. And I just remembered that when I looked at his book, Race, Gender,